Hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, the practical tips, and sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, babies. We're going to try to make this a normal scheduled week for y'all today. Podcast is popping up a little late. Had a long weekend. I forgot how just working outside of the house, it's a huge thing. It's a huge thing because there's so much I have to do before I leave. So it's like a full-time job, trying to set my husband up and then just my basic chores and shit. So I'm just saying those I don't know, working outside the home, mamas, you got this. I love you and you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. So I'm going to talk a little bit today because it is Microdose Monday. And so I feel like I haven't done an episode of Microdose Monday in a long time. I want to bring this back into your awareness. But I'm going to nerd out. I'm going to nerd out today about, just some brain stuff. Okay. There is this common misconception that I think a lot of people have, and you think that your body is the boss, and it's not. So, like, you let different parts of your body decide what's happening instead of your brain becoming the boss of your body. And it literally is. I'm gonna break it down for you guys a little bit here. I would say definitely take notes because this shit is our brains are fucking incredible. It is a complex organ. So many regions that perform like special functions. You guys, our brain is a miracle. Okay. It was not created by accident, it was a very intentional creation. And I want to help you guys learn to appreciate that and not just appreciate it, but learn to, take advantage of the fact that you can do something about everything inside of you. How, if your system is not functioning normally, how can you get that system to engage and start working? Because we have a lot of systems, right? Like the digestive system, we've got, nervous system. We have all these things going on, and your brain is the place to start. That's it. So you've got the largest part of your brain, the cerebrum, okay? The largest part of your brain. And what happens is, scientists or whatever, they've divided it into two hemispheres. Okay. So I know a lot of you know about this. You've got the left brain and the right brain, and they're very different. Each part of the brain, it controls different functions. So you've got your frontal lobe, and this is going to be like your decision making, your problem solving, planning. It's what controls like your motor functions. It influences your personality, your behavior. And then you have your parietal lobe. This is where we're processing sensory information like touch, temperature, pain. And it plays a role in spatial awareness too. And then you've got the temporal lobe, and this is going to be like your auditory processing, memory, language comprehension. Occipital lobe, it's primarily responsible for visual processing. And then we've got the cerebellum. This will be under the cerebrum, and it helps with like your coordination, your precision, accurate timing of movements, and it will help maintain like your balance, your posture. And then you've got this miracle little brain stem, which is connecting your brain to the spinal cord and it controls essential life functions, okay? Your heart rate, your breathing, your sleep cycles. And it's got its own little connection of like, you know, it's got the midbrain, which is involved in your vision, your hearing, motor control, regulating arousal, pons. This is going to be what relays the signals between the cerebrum and the cerebellum, and then it plays a role in your sleep and your respiration. The diencephalon, this is going to be where your thalamus is, and that is a relay station for sensory motor signals to the cerebral cortex. Okay. Hypothalamus regulates homeostasis, that's including temperature, like your hunger, your thirst, your circadian rhythm. It controls the pituitary gland, which regulates other endocrine glands. Okay. Then we have a limbic system. This is emotions and memory. Key components in this are going to be your amygdala and the hippocampus. Okay. Amygdala is the one that is regulating your emotional responses, okay, such as fear and pleasure. And then the hippocampus, this is crucial for forming new memories and spatial navigation, okay? Each part of your brain is working together to process information, to control your bodily functions, and to enable complex behavior and cognitive process, okay? Your brain is fucking amazing. And if you think of everything that I just listed, you know it's connected to every part of your body, okay? Your brain is where it's at. How much time intentionally have you spent in the intention of just growth in your brain or even just understanding? Because it's not your body that's telling you you're afraid and you get these, you know, your anxiety. It's not your body. Okay. This stuff is happening in your brain. And then you suddenly let it go ham in your body. Okay. So you become the emotion, meaning if you start to feel anxious, if you start to feel afraid, you start to feel it everywhere in your body, and you're not realizing that it is coming from the brain. It's coming from the brain, and you're training your brain to go ham when these signals start firing and wiring. But the problem is you're going off on the wrong shit. Okay. This is where we learn to like choose which thoughts become a reality for us. Okay. So your body is going to feel things. You don't have that same, you know, feeling in your brain. Like you're not getting butterflies in your brain. Okay. You're not getting that, you know, crazy heart rate. You're feeling that in your chest, not in your brain, but it's coming from the signals in your brain. Okay. So what I love about psilocybin. Okay. What I love about psilocybin is it is brain food. It is brain food. And that's where the magic happens. It's where the magic happens because all of a sudden you get this new chance to feel that emotion where you can see yourself getting anxious, but not become anxiety. Okay. You could see yourself getting anxious enough to kind of talk yourself down. To retell the story that you've got going on, or to just recenter your thoughts to like the present moment. Okay. I mean, the brain's ability to adapt and reorganize itself in response to any experience. This is neuroplasticity. Okay. And this process is very crucial for learning and forming new connections. And then it's going to help you overcome, you know, a lot of disorders, literally. Okay. Neuroplasticity and brain functions contribute to this process of neuroplasticity when you are forming new connections. When you learn something new, the synaptic connections between neurons are strengthened, they get strong, and then new connections form. And this has been researched and studied. And I mean, they're still watching this under, you know, their little microscopes and their little slides. You can literally see these little things happening. I mean, have you guys ever, I want you to go like on a YouTube fucking adventure today about our bodies, like how protein gets carried from one place to another, how your brain is forming these new connections. I mean, watch these videos because it is mind-blowing. There is an entire world inside of your body of things that are alive and working, for you, doing the job. It's wild. So they can see these new connections literally form right before their eyes. New connections. And this is what you need, babe. This is what you need, okay? Because it's going to start changing your brain structure and function. And this is starting in the hippocampus, where memory for niche formation is happening. And then it extends to the cerebral cortex, where it stores the information. So if you think about it, you're in DNM, okay? Default mode network. You are just on autopilot. So you have let your body become the boss. When you start to get that feeling, our feelings are such liars, baby. They are such liars. You get this feeling, whatever it is, you cling to it, you become it, and then you teach your brain that that's what happens. We're feeling this, we're going to become this, and pretty soon, your whole identity is depression, it's anxiety, it's, nervousness, all of this. You're fucking miserable. And this is how you get out of that. You start forming new connections and you retrain your brain with that intention of just loving it through the shit. Okay. So you do the microdosing, new connections are happening. You're able to see all of these things, you can see these emotions, okay, but you're not becoming the emotion. It kind of slows down time. So we're not so reactive. Like you, I literally don't know how else to say it other than like the world pauses for me now. It just does. Whatever I need to process or whatever needs to come through for me, it's like there, everything just pauses. I have time to process and then I come out not reactive, okay? You do this with the reinforcement, the commitment to doing this. I microdose 4 days a week, for 6 to 8 weeks at a time. I take a couple weeks off. I come back in. I redo it. I feel like it's always with a new intention because there's, 40 plus years of storing and processing information. I have a lot of stuff to recalibrate. New, I have to get rid of some old patterns and behaviors. And that's what we all do. That's how we start to step into our potential to become who we're meant to be. So you continue to practice this. And, through all the experiences you're going through, this is how you're strengthening neural pathways. Okay. You learn something new, you do something different. Practicing mindfulness is huge for your brain. It's huge for your brain. Just being in this moment, you learn to regulate your emotions. You've got that self-awareness, okay? It's a gift. It is a gift. And I know that we all have a little bit of neuro spiciness in us, okay? We've got complex brains, and the way we process information isn't always the same, but creating new connections, that's a solid ticket for everybody. Okay. There isn't anybody that could microdose who isn't going to have new connections formed inside their brain. Okay, we cleared my throat. I was losing it there for a second, and I absolutely lost my train of thought with the visit from a 6-year-old who was super excited. We got a new shower. Okay. That was a whole ass crazy day for my husband. He literally was just changing the handle of the shower and a lot of shit went down. So, new shower for us. Yay. But this kid is obsessed. And so, first thing right now, she wakes up, she comes down here and she's fighting me to take a shower right now in this moment. So, getting back into my Nerded Out podcast episode, we're talking about microdosing and the importance of neuroplasticity and the importance of forming these new connections. And one of the things that make this important is, the fact that you are going to be able to regulate your cognitive and emotional reactions, okay? When you are creating new connections from something like microdosing psilocybin, teeny tiny amount of the magic mushroom. Nobody's feeling high. Nobody's like feeling anything. It's just all of a sudden you're starting to become different. Your brain is forming new things and you have a new perspective and you mindfulness comes very easy. So the prefrontal cortex in your brain, this helps in managing and regulating thoughts and emotions. So when you are taking intention and you are training in self-regulation strategies like mindfulness, this is where we start to strengthen this area's ability to control emotional responses, you know, and reduce those symptoms of just disassociating. And we all do that. We all do that. That mindless scrolling, that's us just trying to disassociate from where we are. Okay. It's distraction. And every human does this. We just disassociate. We aren't one with who we are. So we're messing up like our internal systems. Our brain and our heart are not connected. Okay. So we want to intentionally connect our brain and our hearts so that we can have coherence and we're not feeling like we're just flailing in the middle of nowhere. Okay. This is where we start to empower ourselves to step into our potential. But neuroplasticity is a key component in this because it's allowing your brain to adapt and recover from those mental health conditions. We'll call it mental health conditions. Okay. So it helps you recover from those things like anxiety and depression and overwhelm and hopelessness. All of this, we bring in that psilocybin, it's bringing in that neuroplasticity. And all of a sudden, you know, your brain is stimulated to use its natural ability to reorganize and form these new pathways. Okay. This is going to aid in your recovery from what you have decided is a life sentence in hell, just feeling miserable all the time, being, you know, responsive and reactive, constantly, you know, throwing out your fight or flight system. But fostering these new connections, this is what is crucial for your neuroplasticity, for your brain health. So I want you to come into this with intention. And why, Brandon? Why is this so fucking important? Why do you have to nerd out on us? Because I want you to see how important it is that you are making your brain health a priority, that you are being intentional in understanding that your brain is the boss of your body and not the other way around. The devil's a liar. That has been my statement for the past week, is that the devil's a liar. And I feel like emotions, when they are out of control and we're not at peace, we're not with God, right? Like we're not with God. So if we're not with God, the other is to be true. And we're giving the devil the power by letting our emotions run the show. That's it. We are called and commanded to be still and know. Be still and know that everything's going to be okay. Be still and know that everything's going to work out for you. Learn to be in this moment. Learn to be who you are at your fullest potential. And it takes discipline and work and practice. And what I can say is that it's so easy. And I think that's why you have decided that it's so impossible for you. And people ask me all the time. Just this week, you know, we had a surprise party show up at my job. Okay. Like a bunch of people, we had class reunions, there's random birthday parties. So, you know, everybody kind of just freaks out and I don't, because we can only do what we can do, right? Like we're going to do our best and that's it. It doesn't matter if we knew it was coming or how to get prepared. There's still, you know, 60 people and two of us to deal with that. Okay. 80 people, two of us to deal with that. So there's no time. It's unnecessary to panic. It's just, okay, we move from one task to the next. Let's do what we could do and try to help these people have a glorious time. That's a bartender, right? We keep the party going for everybody. We get it started. We keep it going. Like, that's it. It's just a big party. So that's what we want to do. Make people feel good, feel seen, get them what they need. I don't freak out. And, you know, this guy's like, how do you do this? Like, how do you do this? And he's got quite a few years on me. And I say, it's not too late. Like anybody can do this, to just not be so reactive, to be calm, but I'm intentional about it. I brought it into my awareness, like I'm bringing it into yours. I want you to have this absolute new love story with your brain to understand your brain is the boss. And it's important that we are moving with intention for our brains. That neuroplasticity, this is what is enhancing whatever you learn. It's enhancing your memory. When you build and strengthen neural connections through learning, learning something new, experiencing something new, this is improving your memory and cognitive function. You know, everybody's worried about shit like Alzheimer's, and you realize you get Alzheimer's when, you know, you're diagnosed when you're 70, but it's shit you did when you were 40 that affects it. So it's about starting now to be able to create a great, I mean, do it for the future you, right? Engage in new and challenging activities. This is going to create more connections on top of microdosing. Neuroplasticity is key for recovery from any kind of condition in your brain because you're stimulating your brain with, you know, the new skills. You're encouraging your brain to reorganize and just even compensate for lost functions. You know, it's improving your cognitive and emotional resilience. Regular mental stimulation and social interactions, this enhances cognitive resilience. And the same thing can be said when you are starting your microdose journey, is what is happening is that you're keeping your brain active and adaptive. So it's creating the new pathways, you're adapting to the new environment, it's becoming new. It's becoming new. So we're not just falling back on, you know, who we were, you know. All the stories we've told ourselves, our experiences, it can all change. And, you know, it's going to regulate your mood. And what happens when, you know, you have these new connections and you're thriving with neuroplasticity? It's going to reduce those symptoms of anxiety. It's going to reduce those symptoms of depression. It's going to stimulate, you know, the brain in areas involved in emotional regulation. It's where the party's at, the prefrontal cortex and your limbic system, it's all there. Fostering connections through, you know, the microdosing. And then you learn new things because you're not feeling depressed and holed up and you're not, you know, withdrawing from society. You're actually out there interacting on a social level. All of these things, it's so important for maintaining and enhancing that neuroplasticity. And I mean, the studies have shown you guys, it's not, look for the research, you will find it. There's a lot of places that have expanded on this research. And that's why psilocybin is getting decriminalized in a lot of areas where, you know, it's not illegal for personal use. But we want those neural connections, okay? And that's happening because psilocybin goes straight for those serotonin receptors, okay? And this will be the influence on your brain. Plasticity. It's going to improve your mood. Okay. Microdosing is going to enhance your mood. It's going to enhance your resilience. And again, it's the modulation of serotonin systems. They play a role in the mood regulation. You've got increased creativity. Okay. There's a lot of evidence that microdosing enhances creativity and just even cognitive flexibility by promoting new patterns of thinking and problem solving. And you're just feeling good, right? You're feeling good. You are connecting with who you are. Your brain and your heart are in coherence. And you feel a very strong connection to your role in the world. Like you see that you are part of the puzzle and you belong. And it's just a natural, we feel connected and people want that. You want to be connected and accepted, and this happens. And then, you know, my favorite part, because I started because of, you know, the anxiety. I started because of the depressed symptoms. I started because I wanted to enhance my brain power, really. So science has proven. It reduces the symptoms of anxiety and depression. It's a very subtle but meaningful improvement in your mood and your mental health. And all of a sudden, you just start feeling good, and then you have this great focus, and you're starting to be super productive. And this is happening because of the cognitive function and mood being fostered to change. It's a big deal. So if you're out there flailing, I want to help you get grounded. And I will help you with dosing instructions to find your perfect dose and, help answer any questions along the way. This has been a really long journey for me, but it's a huge part of my life. And I mean, an even bigger part in me becoming that person who isn't reactive, who, doesn't panic, doesn't freak out. It's, I control what I can control. And this makes it a lot easier for me. There's so many things outside of us that we're trying to control. And so we're kind of making ourselves sick in that process because you can only control what you can control. I love you guys. Share this Nerded Out podcast with people that you love so they can get the scoop on why I think microdosing is the key to a full life, to your brain health, to your heart and brain coherence. It is the step in your healing journey all the way around. And I want you guys to really take it serious how your brain is the boss of your body, and it's not the other way around. If you get anything from this podcast today, I want you to just start bringing it into your awareness that your brain is the boss. Your brain will tell your body what to do, not the other way around. Your brain can tell your body how to feel, not the other way around. Okay? Your brain is the boss. Stop letting your body run the show. And just remember when those, dooming thoughts come in, the devil's a liar. He's a liar. I love you, babies. Let's have a great week. I will see you tomorrow.